Section 2, Tourist Regions of West Virginia. As you read, look for categories of tourism, names of the 9 tourist regions, examples of tourist attractions in each region, terms, tourist, artifacts, wildcatter. Tourism has a major economic impact on West Virginia. A tourist is someone who travels away from home to another place and who does not plan to stay permanently in the new location. Tourist activities can include outdoor adventure, sightseeing, and culture and history. West Virginia's natural features, cultural heritage, and rich history provide many attractions for travelers with interest in these areas. Skiing, caving, rock climbing, whitewater rafting, cycling, snowboarding, golfing, boating, camping, and walking attract those who want active outdoor adventure. West Virginia's scenery is superb, and visitors can enjoy its beauty while traveling along the state's many back roads or on a pre-planned, self-guided driving tour. There are hundreds of fairs and festivals celebrating the state's culture, history, and economic development. And finally, some tourists travel to a specific destination, such as a resort, spa, state park, shopping mall, or sports event. According to surveys, some of West Virginia's most popular tourist destinations include the New River Gorge Bridge, Summersville Lake, Harper's Ferry, Canaan Valley, Tamarack, and the state's 4 racetracks and gaming centers. The Division of Tourism has divided West Virginia into 9 tourist regions. These are Eastern Panhandle, Potomac Highlands, Mountain Lakes, Mountaineer Country, Northern Panhandle, Mid-Ohio Valley, Metro Valley, Hatfield-McCoy Mountains, and New River-Greenbrier Valley. Each region has its own distinct characteristics, interesting places to visit, and recreational opportunities. Eastern Panhandle Tourist Region. The counties that make up the Eastern Panhandle, Berkeley, Jefferson, and Morgan, are close to eastern Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. The land varies from mountains in the north to rolling hills and gentle valleys in the south. This region has the fastest growing population in the state. People move from big cities in the east to this rural, scenic land where the pace of life is slower and more relaxing. The fertile soil found in the eastern panhandle produces apple and peach orchards. Annual fairs and festivals bring attention to these and other agricultural products of the area. Each October, the region hosts an Apple Butter Festival as well as the Mountain State Apple Harvest Festival. The eastern panhandle has a rich history. Harper's Ferry, located in Jefferson County, is where the first European explorer first entered West Virginia. The town actually sits on the edge of a bluff and overlooks the joining of the Potomac and Shenandoah Rivers. 3 states, West Virginia, Maryland, and Virginia, meet at the point where the rivers come together. The scenic beauty of the land and the historic value of its buildings bring thousands of tourists each year. However, Harper's Ferry, which is the lowest point in the state, has also suffered many costly floods and loss of life and property. The National Park Service manages the original or historic part of Harper's Ferry. Restored buildings are now museums that showcase events in the town's history. In the old part of town, tourists can visit the site of John Brown's 1859 raid and the building in which Brown and his men were surrounded and captured. A museum holds historical items that detail the event, and life-sized figures of Brown and his men appear in a wax museum. Visitors to Harper's Ferry also enjoy wandering through antique and gift shops and shopping for lunch at Hilltop House, built in 1888. After dusk on many nights, a storyteller, armed with a lantern, leads a ghost walk through the town's dark streets. Stopping before shadowy buildings, visitors hear exciting stories about the ghosts that inhabit the buildings, appear on balconies, and slide through walls. Charlestown, another town in Jefferson County, is the location of the courthouse where John Brown was sentenced to death for his attack on Harper's Ferry. The wagon used to carry Brown to a field outside town where he was hanged is one of the exhibits in the Charlestown Museum. Southwest of Charlestown, George Washington first saw the wooded hills and valleys of this beautiful land when he was 16 years old. Over the next few years, he claimed over 2,300 acres of land and encouraged others in his family to do the same. The homes his brothers, Samuel and Charles, built in the 1770s remain beautiful and stately today. One of these homes, Harewood, was the site of the wedding of President James Madison and Dolly Payne Madison. It is now the home of Jim Lehrer, a well-known news broadcaster. Shepherdstown lies northeast of Charlestown on the Potomac River and claims to be the oldest town in West Virginia. Many of the town's preserved buildings are over 250 years old. The city's scenic beauty and historic importance have attracted artists, writers, musicians, and scholars. Supporters of James Rumsey as the first inventor of the steamboat have built a monument and a museum to honor his memory. Shepherd University, founded in 1871, brings together students from all over the eastern part of the nation. Berkeley County, which lies northwest of Jefferson County, includes the largest city in the eastern panhandle, Martinsburg. The Morgan Cabin, which was built in 1734 by West Virginia's first permanent settler, is located just 8 miles south of Martinsburg. Most of the original cabin has been restored and is now a living history museum. During the Revolutionary War, one of Colonel Morgan's grandsons, who supported the American colonies, was captured by British supporters and executed in front of his family outside the cabin. Several historic homes are located in Martinsburg. General Adam Stephen began building his home in 1774, but stopped when he left to serve as a surgeon in the Revolutionary War. When General Stephen returned home, he finished building his home. Another popular home is that of Bell Boyd, who was a Confederate spy during the Civil War. A beautiful and daring girl, she dated Union soldiers to get information from them about troop movements and numbers. Bell told their secrets to Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson. She was arrested twice, but talked her way out of danger. After the war, she married a Union soldier and became a stage actress. Her home is now a museum. Morgan is the final county in the eastern panhandle. The county seat, Berkeley Springs, was originally called Bath because of the healing mineral springs found there. People came to Bath over 200 years ago to lie in the warm waters of the natural spring that came flowing out of the ground at the foot of a hill. Today's visitors can relax in a steam bath in the 200-year-old building that is the oldest public building in the county. The first spa, health resort, in North America was developed by James Rumsey in Morgan County. Today, a 3-month winter festival of the waters celebrates the healing power of water. Another unique Morgan County attraction is Berkeley Castle. Colonel Samuel Taylor Soot began building the large, hand-cut stone castle in 1885 as a wedding gift for his young bride. The elderly colonel died soon after. The young widow quickly spent all of his money on lavish parties, expensive clothing, and jewels. Berkeley Castle stood deserted and empty for years. Today it is open to tourists. Many opportunities for outdoor recreation also exist in the eastern panhandle. State parks, including Kakapon and Berkeley Springs, and wildlife management areas attract many visitors. Additionally, the Shenandoah River offers whitewater rafting for sports enthusiasts. Potomac Highlands tourist region. Southwest of the Eastern Panhandle lies the Potomac Highlands. This large region includes 8 counties: Grant, Hampshire, Hardy, Mineral, Pendleton, Pocahontas, Randolph, and Tucker. However, the population in this part of the state is small. In the rural setting, cattle graze in the fields, and deer, bears, groundhogs, raccoons, foxes, and colorful birds are often sighted. Fields of corn and vegetables, woodland, and open land cover most of the area. Moorefield, the county seat of Hardy County, is known as the poultry capital of West Virginia. The main street in Romney, the county seat of Hampshire County, is lined with lovely old homes. One of these homes served as Confederate General Stonewall Jackson's headquarters during the Civil War. At Romney, visitors can also board the Potomac Eagle for a trip through the long, deep valley of the South Branch of the Potomac River. Along the steep hills of this valley, American bald eagles make their homes. This wild, rugged country is a safe and sheltered place for eagles as well as for hawks, deer, bears, and beavers. Jennings Randolph Lake, which covers 1,000 acres, is located near Kaiser, the county seat of Mineral County. Good fishing, camping, and hiking attract nature lovers to this wilderness area. Most of the land in this mountainous area is rugged, with deep valleys, roaring rivers, caves, and waterfalls. Many of the state's parks are located here. The Monongahela National Forest and the state parks cover over 1 million acres. Some of the finest ski slopes in the eastern United States are also found in the Potomac Highlands. Whitewater rafting, canoeing, hiking, and hunting attract thousands of tourists to this wild and unspoiled region. Huge jutting rock formations, such as Seneca Rocks and Spruce Knob in Pendleton County, challenge serious rock climbers. Resorts and conference centers, Canaan Valley, Blackwater Falls, Timberline, Snowshoe, and Silver Creek, offer skiing, golfing, and other facilities for families on vacation, as well as for large group meetings. Elkins, in Randolph County, is the largest city in population in the Potomac Highlands. When the railroad first entered this area in 1889, industries such as timber and coal developed. The coal industry is gone today, but wood products are still important. Much of the region is still forested under the protection of the Monongahela National Forest. The Augusta Heritage Festival in the summer and the Mountain State Forest Festival in the fall attract musicians, storytellers, artists, craftspeople, and thousands of tourists to Elkins. The Forest Festival honors the importance of the timber industry in West Virginia. With these festivals, people celebrate their mountain heritage. Davis and Elkins College is home to the Augusta Heritage Center, which offers classes each summer in the arts, music, and folklore of West Virginia's mountain and ethnic cultures. South of Elkins, in Pocahontas County, is the Cass Scenic Railroad. Built to carry huge trees from the lumber camps, the rail line now operates for tourists who want to experience the olden days of rail travel. Cass Railroad uses antique, coal-burning engines to pull flat cars full of visitors. Smoke, soot, and cinders belch from the smokestacks as the old engines chug up the steep mountain grades. The town of Cass has restored the train station, general store, and a museum building. Mountain Lakes Tourist Region. The Mountain Lakes region is located in the center of West Virginia. The 7 counties making up this area are Braxton, Clay, Gilmer, Lewis, Nicholas, Upshur, and Webster. As you might guess, the many lakes gave the region its name. Five of West Virginia's major lakes, Burnsville, Stone Coal, Stonewall Jackson, Summersville, and Sutton, are located here. The rivers provide excellent fishing, camping, and whitewater boating opportunities. There are also 8 wildlife management areas in the region. The West Virginia Wildlife Center in Upshur County is a game preserve for elk, bears, wolves, mountain lions, bison, deer, and many smaller animals. Visitors can watch as these animals roam the fenced area. State parks, including Holly River State Park in Hacker Valley, Aldra State Park in Buckhannon, and Carnifex Ferry Battlefield State Park in Nicholas County, provide outdoor activities and historical points of interest to both families and tourists. Visitors looking for bargains enjoy shopping at the Factory Outlet Mall in Flatwoods, Braxton County. Visitors to the region can also purchase locally made glass at Appalachian Glass in Lewis County and Masterpiece Crystal in Jane Lou. The Mountain Lakes region is home to several festivals. In Buckhannon, the annual Strawberry Festival is a favorite attraction in June. Nearby Lewis County has the annual Stonewall Jackson Heritage Jubilee. This festival brings thousands of visitors to hear mountain music, sample local foods, buy arts and crafts, and enjoy groups of Civil War reenactors, people dressed in costumes who stage battles between Northern and Southern troops. The Jubilee is held at Jackson's Mill Historic Area, the boyhood home of Stonewall Jackson. To celebrate the presence of the lumber industry in the area, Webster Springs hosts a World Championship Wood Chopping Contest over the Memorial Day weekend. The West Virginia Folk Festival is held in Gilmer County. Mountaineer Country Tourist Region. 7 counties, Barber, Doddridge, Harrison, Marion, Monongalia, Preston, and Taylor, make up the Mountaineer Country region. This region is rich in history, but it is also the location of a number of high-tech businesses. In Philippi, in Barber County, visitors can see a covered bridge that was the scene of the first land battle of the Civil War. The bridge was built in 1852, but was damaged by fire in 1989. It has been rebuilt and continues to carry modern traffic across the Tygart River. Taylor County is home to the International Mother's Day Shrine. On the second Sunday in May, the population of Grafton increases as visitors come to take part in the yearly Mother's Day celebration. West Virginians enjoy fairs and festivals, and one of the tastiest is the Mountain State Buckwheat Festival in Kingwood in Preston County. The festival features pancakes made of buckwheat flour and topped with pure maple syrup, also made in West Virginia. Country sausage on the side makes this a delicious meal. Morgantown is well known as the home of West Virginia University. It is also the home of the Mountaineer Balloon Festival. The colorful hot air balloons, which are made of heavy nylon fabric, rise on a stream of air heated by propane gas tanks. Visitors stand in line to take a flight in these beautiful balloons. Ballooning has become a popular but expensive sport. Each balloon cost more than $10,000. Some cost as much as $30,000. Near Morgantown, 2 reconstructed forts, Fort New Salem and Prickett's Fort, provide visitors with a look at the life of the early settlers to our state. In the 1770s, settlers came to the forts when there was danger of Indian attacks. Today, interpreters dressed in colonial clothing demonstrate what life was like on the frontier. The early settlers made almost all their own tools, weapons, and clothing, and grew or hunted all their food. The interpreters offer samples of colonial foods that they have cooked in large open fireplaces. Tourists can visit the blacksmith and the gunsmith, who demonstrate how the tools and weapons they make are used. Women at the forts work at spinning wheels and looms as they spin thread and weave fabric for making cloth. Immigrants from Italy and other European countries began arriving in Harrison County in the 1890s. Many of them were employed in coal mines and factories, but today most of those coal mines and many of the factories are closed. In the 21st century, the area is home to the high technology biometrics and biomolecular science industries. The descendants of the early immigrants, however, continue to make up a large part of the region's population of skilled workers, teachers, doctors, merchants, and public officials. A number of festivals, including the annual Italian Heritage Festival, celebrate the diverse culture of the area. The Northern Panhandle Tourist Region. The second of West Virginia's panhandles includes the northernmost counties in the state. These six counties include Brooke, Hancock, Marshall, Ohio, Tyler, and Wetzel. Located in Hancock County, Chester and Newell are the state's northernmost cities. Newell is home to the Homer Laughlin China Company. Its colorful Fiesta dinnerware is sold in stores throughout the country. Mountaineer Racetrack and Gaming Resort is located between Chester and Weirton. The resort was originally a thoroughbred racetrack. Brooke County is home to Bethany College, the oldest college in the state. Alexander Campbell established Bethany College in 1840, and it has operated continuously since then as a private college. Alexander Campbell, founder of the Church of Christ, lived in an impressive 25-room house, which has been restored and is open for tours. Ohio County, the most populous county in the Northern Panhandle region, includes the city of Wheeling. Located on the mighty Ohio River, Wheeling was an early and important link to the western frontier. The earliest settlers built a fort there as protection from Indians. Wheeling became known as the gateway to the west as settlers traveled down the Ohio River or along the National Road. Wheeling became an important center for shipping, trading, and manufacturing. When West Virginia gained statehood in 1863, Wheeling became its first capital. The first Capitol building of West Virginia, Independence Hall, is now a National Historic Landmark. This famous building has been restored and is open to the public. Close to downtown Wheeling is Ogle Bay Park. Each year, over 1 million visitors travel to Ogle Bay Park during the Christmas season to see the Festival of Lights. At dark each evening, the 300 acres of park display lighted trees and glowing Christmas figures that light up the sky. No visit to the Northern Panhandle would be complete without a stop in Moundsville in Marshall County. The huge Grave Creek Mound was built by the early woodland people who lived there over 3,000 years ago. Scientists have found skeletons, pipes, bowls, tools, and jewelry buried in this 69-foot-high mound. These early hunters, the Adena people, disappeared, leaving no traces except for the artifacts that have been discovered. Artifacts, items left behind by ancient people, like those found in this mound, have been discovered in several places in West Virginia. Across from the Grave Creek Mound is the old West Virginia Penitentiary. After a new prison was built in Mount Olive in Fayette County, the old prison became a tourist attraction. One of the most popular things to see is the old electric chair. Tyler County is the site of one of the biggest oil booms in the eastern United States. In 1894, the Big Moses oil well began producing an enormous flow of oil and natural gas. Soon, oil wildcatters, those who drill in untapped areas, were sinking wells in several counties in the Ohio River Valley and eastward into Marion, Harrison, and Lewis counties. Those who struck oil became millionaires. The Wells Inn, founded by Ephraim Wells in 1894, was built shortly after the first discovery of oil in the area. This inn has kept its 19th century charm while providing 21st century comforts to its guests. In Sistersville, tourists can also see the only operating ferry, a boat that carries people and sometimes vehicles across a body of water between Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Wetzel County, named for frontiersman Lewis Wetzel, has a number of unique small towns. One of the most unique is the town of Hundred. Hundred was named for its first settlers, Henry Church and his wife, who lived to be 109 and 106 years of age, respectively. People used to say, "There's 100," when they saw Henry sitting in a rocking chair on his front porch. The phrase described his age, but it soon became the name of the town. Mid-Ohio Valley Tourist Region. The Mid-Ohio Valley region is made up of Calhoun, Jackson, Pleasance, Ritchie, Roan, Wirt, and Wood counties. It has a number of small towns, but one of the largest cities in the state, Parkersburg, is also located here. An interesting place to visit is Burdine's Variety Store in Harrisville in Ritchie County. It may be the oldest 5 and 10 cent store in the United States. Here you can find old-time items that cannot be found anywhere else. At nearby Ellenboro, the Mid-Atlantic Glass Company manufactures hand-blown crystal, Christmas ornaments, and marbles. Parkersburg was an important frontier settlement for traders and travelers moving west. As the town grew, political leaders and prosperous merchants built fine homes. Elegant old mansions, as well as several fine museums, celebrate the town's history as a river port and as a commercial center for the oil and gas industries. The Oil and Gas Museum is located in Parkersburg, and Burning Springs Park in Wirt County celebrates the oldest producing oil well in the world. Visitors can take a ferry to Blennerhassett Island in the Ohio River. The exciting story of Blennerhassett brings visitors from around the world to see the splendid mansion on the island. In 1798, an Irish couple, Harmon and Margaret Blennerhassett, settled on this uninhabited island and built a large and elegant mansion. People in this frontier wilderness had never seen such a home. The couple shipped in riches and beautiful furnishings and entertained famous guests from the East at lavish parties. One of their guests, Aaron Burr, had been Vice President of the United States. Burr was bitter at the government because he thought he had been treated badly. He asked his friend, Harmon Blennerhassett, to invest money in his plan to move settlers into the Western Territory that was part of Mexico. Burr then planned to create his own country, far away from the United States. When the plan was discovered, both men were arrested. Harmon was imprisoned, and Margaret and their children fled from the island. Later, Harmon was released from prison, but by then his large fortune was gone. In 1811, the mansion burned to the ground, and Margaret and Harmon left the area. Today, the mansion has been rebuilt. Visitors can tour the home, which is furnished with fine antiques. In a flower garden near the mansion is buried one of the Blennerhassett children who died in 1804 at the age of 2. The sad story of the Blennerhassett family is presented in an outdoor drama each summer on the island. Fenton Glass and Hall's Chocolates were two family-owned businesses that operated in Wood County. Fenton Glass was founded by two brothers, Frank and John Fenton, in 1905. It is the largest manufacturer of handmade colored glass in the United States. The company was still owned by members of the Fenton family when it celebrated its 100th anniversary in 2005. Due to a bad economy, the company stopped manufacturing art glass in 2011. Hall's Chocolates was founded in Vienna by Fritz Hall in 1986. Hall had trained as a chocolate maker in Switzerland in 1938 and came to the United States in 1958 to work for Broughton Foods. After retiring from Broughton, he decided to make chocolate and began the family business. The company uses raw chocolate imported from the Alps to make its products. Today, the business is more like a gathering place where customers go to socialize, drink coffee, and sample bits of chocolate concoctions. There are a number of fairs and festivals held in the Mid-Ohio Valley region. The Mountain State Arts and Crafts Fair is held in Jackson County. The Black Walnut Festival and Heritage Days are held in Roan County. There is a Quilter's Getaway at North Bend State Park in Ritchie County, and the West Virginia Honey Festival is held in Parkersburg. Metro Valley Tourist Region. The Metro Valley is the most populated tourist region in the state. Four counties, Cabell, Kanawha, Mason, and Putnam, make up this region. In Mason County, visitors can tour Point Pleasant Battle Monument Park. Point Pleasant is sometimes referred to as the first battle of the American Revolution. In 1774, a force of colonial militia fought a bloody battle there with a large group of Shawnee Indians. A series of waterfront murals depict the Battle of Point Pleasant. Another series of murals illustrate the life of the Indians who lived in the area. For those who want to explore the bizarre, no visit to Point Pleasant would be complete without hearing stories about Mothman and the curse that Cornstalk supposedly put on the town. Huntington, the second largest city in West Virginia, developed in Cabell County along the Chesapeake and Ohio Railway line. This line linked the East to the Union Pacific Railroad, which ran all the way to the Pacific Coast. The city grew and prospered as the railways shipped out coal, oil, and timber. Heritage Village, the old railway station in downtown Huntington, contains vintage engines and railway cars. The original terminal buildings are now attractive shops and restaurants. A statue of Collis P. Huntington pays tribute to the man who owned the C&P Railroad and founded the city that is named for him. The city of Huntington has a fine art museum, beautiful parks, and Marshall University. Marshall gained national recognition in 2007 with the release of the movie We Are Marshall, the subject of which was a tragic plane crash that wiped out the school's football team in 1970. Along the city's broad, tree-lined streets are lovely old homes and plenty of places to eat, shop, and sightsee. Tourists enjoy visiting the Bank of Huntington, which was robbed in 1875 by the Jesse James Gang. Milton, also located in Cabell County, is home to the West Virginia Pumpkin Festival. The Pumpkin Festival began in 1985 as a way for farmers to promote and sell their pumpkins. Today, it is one of the most popular festivals in the region. Milton is also home to a unique corn maze, which offers the adventurous a puzzling experience. In September and October of each year, visitors may try their skill at finding their way through a complex labyrinth. In late October, the corn maze offers a haunting experience as a prelude to Halloween. Traveling east from Cabell County, visitors enter Putnam County, one of the fastest-growing counties in the state. Putnam County, located halfway between Charleston and Huntington, serves as a bedroom community for workers in the state's two largest cities. Putnam County also has a number of historic attractions, including Scary Creek, the site of a Civil War battle, and Buffalo Academy, which was established as a school in 1849. The academy did well until the beginning of the Civil War. John McCausland, a Confederate general, was once a student there. One of the most popular tourist attractions is the State Capitol Complex in Charleston, the state's largest city. Here you can see the brilliant gold dome of the State Capitol Building. The Capitol Building houses the state's lawmakers, the West Virginia Supreme Court, and the governor's offices. Outside the Capitol Building, but still within the Capitol Complex, are the Cultural Center and the Governor's Mansion. Hatfield-McCoy Mountains Tourist Region. Coal is king in the Hatfield-McCoy Mountains region, which includes the counties of Boone, Lincoln, Logan, Mingo, and Wayne. In 1742, coal was discovered in western Virginia near Paytona in Boone County. Today, to commemorate the importance of mining, a statue of a miner stands on the lawn of the Boone County Courthouse in Madison. The region is also famous for a number of labor strikes and marches that occurred during the historic mine wars. In Williamson, in Mingo County, visitors can even see a house made of coal. Actually, the coal house is the home of the Tug Valley Chamber of Commerce. A fire on October 11, 2010, caused the building to be closed for nearly a year. It reopened September 27, 2011. Mate Juan is another tourist attraction. It was made famous by a fight between coal miners and private detectives hired to evict the miners from their homes because they were union members. This incident, known as the Mate Juan Massacre, was the subject of the movie Mate Juan. The region takes its name from the infamous Hatfield and McCoy feud, which broke out after the Civil War. The Hatfields lived in Logan County, while the McCoys lived across the Tug Fork River in Pike County, Kentucky. A historic building in this region is the Ramsdale House, located in Cerrito in Wayne County. The house, built by Z.D. Ramsdale, was a stop on the Underground Railroad, which moved slaves from the South to Canada where they could be free. Ramsdale was a supporter of Eli Thayer, an abolitionist, who founded the town of Cerrito in 1857. The Hatfield-McCoy Mountains region is perfect for outdoors lovers. Visitors enjoy the Big Ugly Wildlife Management Area in Lincoln County, the R.D. Bailey Lake in Justice, Mingo County, and the Lick Creek Pond at East Lynn Lake Wildlife Management near Wayne. One of the most popular attractions in the region is the Hatfield-McCoy Trails, an off-highway vehicle trail system used by dirt and mountain bikers, hikers, horseback riders, and ATV enthusiast. The Hatfield-McCoy trail system totals over 500 miles. The system of trails has revived the economy in the counties where it has a presence. When complete, the trails could cover 2,000 miles. New River Greenbrier Valley Tourist Region. The New River Greenbrier Valley is the last of the 9 tourist regions. This region, like the Hatfield-McCoy Mountains region, has a very long and rich coal history. 8 counties, Fayette, Greenbrier, McDowell, Mercer, Monroe, Raleigh, Summers, and Wyoming, make up this region. Beckley is the region's largest city. McDowell County native Homer Hickam told the story of his growing up in a mining camp in Coalwood in a series of 3 novels. These books described life in typical coal towns throughout the region. Mine owners often became millionaires, while the miners could barely feed their families. The small town of Bramwell in Mercer County was home to many wealthy coal mine owners. About 100 years ago, as many as 14 millionaires lived in a two-block radius in this small town. Their mansions had such luxuries as indoor swimming pools and huge ballrooms. Today, some of these homes are open to tourists. Near Bramwell is the town of Bluefield, where the Eastern Regional Coal Archives houses an extensive collection of records of West Virginia's mining industry. The collection tells the story of this rugged rural area and includes miners' tools, films, diaries, old newspapers, and photographs. European immigrants and former slaves poured into the region to find work. These people were looking for jobs, although the pay was very low. To help support their families, boys as young as 7 entered the mines to do whatever they could to earn a few cents. The Exhibition Coal Mine in Beckley describes the history of mining from its beginning as a pick and shovel industry to the present-day use of powerful machines. Visitors to the mine can ride through the underground passages in coal cars. A short distance north of Beckley, visitors can experience one of West Virginia's natural wonders, the New River. This is a strange name for the second oldest river in the world. The gorgeous scenery and foaming rapids have made this river the most popular river in the East for white water rafting. Fayette County hosts Bridge Day each year. The event attracts adventurous people who jump and parachute from the New River Gorge Bridge into the 876-foot chasm below. Rock climbers come from distant places to scale the soaring cliffs. Outdoor recreation, including boating and fishing on Bluestone Lake, is the leading industry in the area. Lewisburg, in Greenbrier County, has well-preserved 18th and 19th century buildings. Most of the town is part of a National Register Historic District. Tourists can take a walking tour of the town to visit old homes, slave quarters, the old stone church, and the Confederate cemetery. A few miles from Lewisburg is West Virginia's best-known cave. Oregon Cave has been used since 1704 when pioneers found shelter in its huge caverns. A huge rock formation shaped like the pipes of an organ gave the cave its name. During the Civil War, Confederate soldiers held religious services in the cave. Now, more than 100 years later, visitors can travel through lighted passageways on a guided tour. Serious cavers can follow a map through Oregon Cave's 40 miles of underground passages and caverns. Greenbrier County is also home to an elegant resort that has attracted rich and famous guests, including 33 U.S. presidents, for more than 150 years. The Greenbrier's luxury rooms, championship golf courses, indoor pools, horseback trails, and 6,500 acres of well-tended grounds bring visitors from around the world. Reviewing the section. Reviewing the content, number one. How many tourist regions are there in West Virginia? Number two. List West Virginia's tourist regions and identify attractions in each. Number three. Which tourist region would attract visitors who wanted to learn more about the early history of the state? Using the content. Design a brochure to promote tourism in your county. Extending the reading skill. Look at map 10 on page 61. What is the subject of the map? Use the data on the map to rank the tourist regions according to the amount of money tourists spend in each. The regions that have the most spending by tourists should be ranked number one. The following is a chapter summary for Chapter 2. Section 1. Geographic Regions of West Virginia. The Potomac Section region is characterized by rolling farmland, limestone-based soil, and warm mineral springs. it was the first region settled by Europeans. The lowest point in the state is here. The Allegheny Highlands region gave West Virginia its nickname, the Mountain State. It is characterized by its mountains, gorges, canyons, and caves. The highest point in the state, Spruce Knob, is located here. The Allegheny Plateau region has some of the largest cities in the state, including Charleston, the capital. The area has a variety of natural resources, including limestone, sandstone, shale, coal, oil, natural gas, and salt. The New River played an important role in the formation and development of the region. The Ohio River Valley region forms the western boundary of the state. The river provides recreational opportunities and supports several wildlife management areas. The first capital of West Virginia is found there. Section 2. Tourist Regions of West Virginia. The Eastern Panhandle tourist region contains Berkeley, Jefferson, and Morgan counties. Tourist attractions include Harper's Ferry, Shepherdstown, the Morgan Cabin, Berkeley Springs, Berkeley Castle, and Cacapon and Berkeley Springs State Parks. The Potomac Highlands tourist region includes Grant, Hampshire, Hardy, Mineral, Pendleton, Pocahontas, Randolph, and Tucker counties. Tourist attractions include the Trough, the Monongahela National Forest, Seneca Rocks, Spruce Knob, the Canaan Valley, Blackwater Falls, Snowshoe, and the Cass Scenic Railroad. The Mountain Lakes tourist region includes Braxton, Clay, Gilmer, Lewis, Nicholas, Upshur, and Webster counties. Tourist attractions include the Strawberry Festival, the Stonewall Jackson Heritage Jubilee, the World Championship Wood Chopping Contest, and Holly River, Audra, and Carnifex Ferry Battlefield State Parks. The Mountaineer Country tourist region contains Barber, Doddridge, Harrison, Marion, Monongalia, Preston, and Taylor counties. Tourist attractions include the Philippi-covered bridge, the International Mother's Day Shrine, Fort New Salem, and Prickett's Fort. The region was settled by immigrants from Southern Europe and today hosts many festivals honoring those cultures. The Northern Panhandle tourist region includes Brook, Hancock, Marshall, Ohio, Tyler, and Wetzel counties. Tourist attractions include Independence Hall, the Festival of Lights at Ogle Bay Park, Grave Creek Mound, and the Wells Inn. The Mid-Ohio Valley tourist region contains Calhoun, Jackson, Pleasance, Ritchie, Roan, Wirt, and Wood counties. Tourist attractions include Mid-Atlantic Glass Company, the Oil and Gas Museum, Blennerhassett Island, and Hall's Chocolates. The Metro Valley tourist region includes Cabell, Kanawha, Mason, and Putnam counties. Tourist attractions include Point Pleasant Battle Monument Park, Heritage Village, Scary Creek, Buffalo Academy, and the Capitol Complex. The Hatfield-McCoy Mountains tourist region contains Boone, Lincoln, Logan, Mingo, and Wayne counties. Tourist attractions include the Cole House, Mate Wan, Ramsdale House, R.D. Bailey Lake, East Lynn Lake, and the Hatfield and McCoy Trails system. The New River Greenbrier Valley tourist region contains Fayette, Greenbrier, McDowell, Mercer, Monroe, Raleigh, Summers, and Wyoming counties. Tourist attractions include Bramwell, Beckley Exhibition Coal Mine, Bluestone Lake, the New River Gorge, Morgan Cave, and the Greenbrier.